Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on balancing and edit with minimal CPU load for jungle and old school DNB vibes. The goal here is not just to make a bass sound. The goal is to build a drop that feels alive, heavy, and authentic, while staying light enough that your session does not turn into a processing nightmare halfway through the arrangement. That matters a lot in drum and bass, especially in jungle-influenced edits and darker rollers. You are often working with chopped breaks, layered bass resamples, saturation, automation, and little transition details all at once. If you build everything as massive live chains from the start, you will spend more time watching CPU meters than actually writing music. So in this lesson, we are going to do it the smarter way. We will keep the sound design lean, commit early where it makes sense, and arrange the bass and breaks like they are interacting with each other, not competing for space. We are aiming for a 16-bar bass edit at around 174 BPM. Think old-school energy, but with a controlled low end and a modern, efficient workflow. The final result should feel like a proper DNB drop, sublead, rhythmic, slightly dirty, and full of movement, but still manageable in Ableton Live 12. Let's start by setting up the project for speed. First, set the tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. For this lesson, 174 is a great sweet spot. Then create a few core tracks, drums or breaks, sub, mid-bass, effects or atmos, and a resample print track. Keep the routing simple. Do not load up a bunch of returns and heavy master processing while you are still writing. Use only what you actually need. Maybe a short room reverb and a dub-style delay on sends if the idea calls for it. The less clutter you have, the easier it is to hear the groove. On the sub-track, load operator if you want the cleanest CPU-friendly option. Use a sine wave, keep the envelope short, and keep it mono. That sub should be simple and disciplined. This is not the place for fancy modulation or wide stereo tricks. After that, add saturator with soft clip-on, and only a small amount of drive, maybe around 2 to 5 dB to start. That gives the sub a little harmonic read on smaller systems without wrecking the low end. On the mid-bass track, use wave-eatable or analog. Keep the oscillator setup simple. One strong reese-like or slightly animated waveform is enough. The trick is not to stack 5 different instruments and hope for the best. In DNB, especially when you are balancing an edit, fewer sources usually win. Now build the bass relationship before you think about fancy arrangement. Write a 2-bar MIDI phrase for the sub. Keep it rooted in the tonal center of the track, and make sure the note lengths leave room for the break. A classic approach is to hit a short root note on beat 1, then a pickup later in the bar, maybe on the end of 3. Then answer it in bar 2 with a slightly longer note and a cut before the end of the bar. The big idea here is space. A strong jungle or old-school bass line does not need constant motion to feel powerful. In fact, if the sub is too busy, it starts stepping on the drums. You want the drums and bass to breathe together. Once the sub feels good, layer the mid-bass with the same MIDI. This layer can be more active and more characterful. Use auto-filter for movement, maybe a little chorus ensemble if you want width above the low mids, and keep the low end out of the way. A practical starting point is high-passing the mid-bass around 90 to 120 Hz so the sub can stay clean and focused. That separation is key. The sub stays stable and mono. The mid layer gives you aggression, texture, and movement. That is what keeps the bass readable on big systems, small systems, and in a busy drum pattern. Now shape the bass with a compact stock device chain. A solid setup is saturator, auto filter, utility, and maybe drum bus on the mid layer only. Keep it efficient. On the saturator, use soft clip and enough drive to add bite, but not so much that the sound turns into a fuzzy mess. On auto filter, use cutoff movement rather than adding more layers. That is a very jungle-friendly move. A simple sweep across a 4-bar phrase often sounds more authentic than an over-designed modern patch. If you want the mid-bass to open up over time, automate the filter cutoff from something like 180 Hz up to around 900 Hz over a couple of bars, then pull it back down before the next phrase hits. That gives you tension and release without needing a giant chain of effects. For the sub, keep utility set to mono. Width at 0. No debate. In this style, low-end mono discipline is non-negotiable. Now comes one of the biggest CPU-saving moves in the whole lesson. Resample the bass early. As soon as the bass movement is working, print it to audio. Create a new audio track called Bass Print. Set the input to resampling or route from the bass group, arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars of the performance. This is where the workflow becomes very DNB. Very practical. A lot of great bass sounds in this genre are not meant to stay live forever. They are performed, printed, and then edited like drum material. That saves CPU and gives you more commitment in the groove. Once the bass is printed, you can chop it up, reverse pieces, duplicate stabs, tighten note endings, or use clip gain to push certain hits. That is how you start making the bass feel like part of the arrangement instead of just a loop. Keep the original MIDI version muted, not deleted. That way, if you want to revise the phrase later, you can go back without rebuilding everything. Now turn to the break, because in jungle and old school DDNB, the bass does not exist in isolation. The break and the bass are in conversation. Use a chopped break in simpler slice mode or as manually edited audio clips. Keep the main anchors clear. You want kick and snare energy landing in the right places, with ghost notes tucked underneath. Do not let the break fight the bass every single bar. If your bass lands hard on beat 1 or the end of 3, carve a little space in the break at those moments. That can be as simple as softening a transient, shifting a ghost hit a hair early or late, or trimming a competing snare fragment. Those tiny decisions matter more than people think for the arrangement. Think in phrases, not just bars. A good old-school inspired DDNB section might work like this. Bars 1 to 4 are stripped back with sub and a lighter break. Bars 5 to 8 bring in a mid-bass more clearly. Bars 9 to 12 add a stronger break variation and maybe a fill. Bars 13 to 16 go full energy, then start to strip away for the transition. That shape gives you restraint first, then escalation. That is classic drum and bass phrasing, and it keeps the drop from feeling flat. If you need more variation, use a rack approach instead of duplicating massive chains. Put the mid-bass devices into an audio effect rack and map a few macros for drive, cutoff, width, and tone. That way you can quickly switch between a cleaner intro bass, a dirtier drop version, and a more open switch-up version without loading a bunch of separate tracks. A smart macro setup might control saturator drive from 0 to around 8 dB, auto-filter cutoff from 200 Hz to about 2.2 kHz, utility width for the mid layer, and maybe drum bus crunch if you want extra bite. Keep the chains efficient, and if you build a few great variations, print them and archive the live version. Now let's talk transitions and fills. In darker DNB, the biggest moments often come from a few well-placed changes instead of constant FX everywhere. A filter open in the last beat of a phrase, a reverb throw on a snare, a quick delay on one bass stab, or a tiny pitch movement in a one-bar fill can do a lot of work. Use echo for selective dubby throws. Use reverb sparingly, with short decay. Auto pan can work on Atmos or FX layers, but do not start widening everything. If every layer is spread out, the center image disappears and the whole tune starts floating apart. One of the most effective moves is a quick filter automation on the bass before a phrase change. Open it up for a beat or two, then hard cut it back. That kind of motion feels very functional, very DJ-friendly, and very much in the spirit of jungle and old-school edits. Now do a balance pass. Start with kick, snare, and sub. Bring the bass in until it feels powerful, but not so loud that it swallows the drums. The snare still needs to cut through. The kick and sub should not be fighting for the same fundamental energy. And the mid-bass should support the groove, not blur it. Check the whole thing in mono using utility. This is one of the best reality checks you can do. If the drop still feels huge in mono, you are in good shape. If it falls apart, the stereo spread is probably doing too much work. And here is a very important teacher note. A balanced DNB edit often sounds a little underwhelming when soloed, but massive in context. That is completely normal. Do not chase loudness at this stage. Chase clarity, groove, and separation. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Do not make the sub too complex. Keep it simple, short, and mono. Do not stack heavy devices on every layer just because you can. Do not let the mid-bass invade the sub range. Do not widen the bass so much that it collapses in club playback. Do not let the break and bass fight for every moment. And do not overdo the FX. If every bar is moving, then nothing feels special. A few pro moves can take this even further. You can layer a very quiet filtered noise tail under the bass stab for dirt and air. You can use drum bus on the mid-bass only to add bite. You can resample bass with the filter movement and saturation already printed in, then chop that audio into fills. You can even create a ghost bass layer by duplicating the resampled audio, high-passing it, and distorting it lightly for extra texture. Also, try contrast. One 4-bar phrase can be cleaner and more sublé, and the next can be dirtier and more mid-heavy. That contrast is very jungle, and it keeps the listener engaged without adding a lot more CPU load. For a quick practice run, set yourself a 15-minute challenge. Build a 16-bar bass edit using only stock Ableton devices. Write a 2-bar mono sub in operator. Add a mid base in Wavetable. Shape it with auto filter, saturator, and utility. Resample the base. Chop it into phrase blocks. Add a chopped break with basic kick and snare anchors. Remove competing break hits where the bass lands. Then add one filter sweep and one echo throw. At the end, ask yourself one important question. Does this feel like a Riedel DNB drop or just a loop? That question will guide your arranging better than any plugin. So the big takeaway here is simple. Build the bass intelligently. Print it early. Arrange around the groove. Keep the sub mono and simple. Let the mid bass handle the character. Use stock devices efficiently. Shape the break and bass together. And keep checking mono, headroom, and low end separation as you go. If your edit feels tight, heavy, and easy to manage in the project, you are doing it right. That is the sweet spot for jungle and old school DNB. Raw enough to hit, clean enough to finish. Now go make it roll.